Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family. I am super excited for a new week at the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I'm a career coach for tech managers, and I help tech managers command premium salaries of at least $200K a year so that they, and that's you, so that you can build your dream career, and so that you could do that without having to work your butt off 50 plus hours a week. That is what we are here to help you to do. And the topic for this week is that your career is like a combination lock. And this metaphor is actually a simile. If we're going to get technical about it, your career is a combination lock, would be the metaphor. But either way, it is a device that is really useful to think about and consider how to upgrade your career. And I had this download, you know, it kind of felt like this download of this new program, of this way of describing it, after for the umpteenth time, we had a potential client ask me, well, can you give me the steps? You know, we reach out to potential clients all the time. You know, how can we help? What's your biggest challenge? What's not working in your career right now? And very often they will say, can you give me the steps? I want to advance in my career. I want to learn how to earn that promotion, to earn that raise, to land that next job. I'm on the job market. I'd love to just have the steps. And my default response to that in the past has been, and this is, it's still a great, correct, and awesome response. There's just another way to look at it too. My response in the past has been, well, basically, here's the steps, but it's not necessarily about the steps because anybody can tell you those steps. It's really about how to apply it in your unique situation, right? Anybody can tell you what the steps are, but what's the nuances? The devil is in the details. And so for most people, they, you know, you get it, right? It's like, it's not magic. It's not, you know, there's not a secret sauce. There's no secret here in terms of what are the steps to upgrading and getting to that next level. I've talked about them many, many times, but just as a review, how do you upgrade your career? How do you advance in your career? Number one, you get crystal clear on what is your career mission. You need to know what the end goal is. You need to be really clear about what that end goal is before you even start off on that mission and that journey. Number two, you need to build your excellence. You need to continually build your excellence as a leader because you're not going to get, there's no way that you're going to get recognized for value in the form of a raise or a promotion, a new job, if you're not building excellence. You have to build that excellence and build value. And then number three, you have to evangelize that excellence. You have to toot your own horn. You have to self-promote. You have to promote your team. You have to have the series of often difficult conversations, letting people know how you're winning and showing them that evidence. You have to evangelize your excellence. And then step four, you have to negotiate for that new position. Whether it's an internal position, whether it's an external position, you have to negotiate all of the details, all of the terms. Yes, the salary, but also, what are the responsibilities? What are the perks? What's expected of me? And then number five, you celebrate. So those are the five steps. Get crystal clear, build your excellence. Get crystal clear, build your excellence, evangelize your excellence, negotiate and celebrate. That, there's no secret. And it's not like I'm trying to keep it a secret. That's what it is. And it makes sense. It makes logical sense. Here's the thing though. This is why your career is like, or is, depending on whether you want to follow the simile or the metaphor route, this is why your career is a combination lock. So if I gave you a combination lock, like one of those old school style combination locks, like maybe the kind that you had in high school when you had lockers or just one of those combination locks where there's a little loop on the top and you do the thing and then you pull it and then it's done. It's like, okay, tell me the steps to opening this combination lock. Okay, great. I could tell you the steps. Turn to the, what is it usually, to the right, to the first number. Then turn to the left, past the first number to the second number. And then turn to the right again to the third number. And then open it. Four simple steps. And you're going to say, okay, great. Tell me the numbers. That's what I can't tell you. Because that is what you need to figure out. That is what you need to figure out. I don't know what your numbers are. It's your career. It's your combination lock. That's your quote unquote secret. I can guide you there. I can help you figure out what those numbers are so that you can figure that out on your own. But I can't tell you what they are. So it's a take on the devil is in the details. It's in the details of the execution. What are the numbers? Got crystal clear on my mission. What does that mean? What is my mission? How do I do this? What are the steps to do that? Build my excellence. All right, but what exactly, what kinds of excellence do I need to build and how do I do that? Evangelize my excellence. I understand what self-promotion means, but again, how do I do that? And how do I get over some of my fears of tooting my own horn and not coming off like an asshole or whatever your limiting beliefs might be? Negotiate. Yeah, I get that I need to negotiate. That makes sense. But can you tell me the specific steps? What are the numbers, right, that I use when I'm negotiating? How much should I counteroffer with, to give just one example of the details here? And celebrate, yeah, cool. I know how to celebrate, or do I? So in every single one of those details, those individual numbers, what are my numbers? Every detail within those steps is going to be unique to you, to your career, and to where you are personally on this journey of becoming the best version of you. Our best clients, the ones who are, look, every single client is a pleasure to work with. And the ones who we see get results the quickest and have the most fun doing it and do it in a way where it's hard, but it actually feels easy because they're in flow. They're the ones who realize and they get that this is a personal journey of transformation and that it's up to them to figure out their secret code. We are there to guide them. So I'm going to give you a few examples so that you can latch on to what it is I'm talking about here. And also how it can be, I can make it even more clear that I can't tell you what your numbers are. I can guide you in the direction, but you're the one who's going to have the distinctions. You're the one who's going to have the breakthroughs, the aha moments, the holy shit moments, like this is what it is. So to give one example, we had one client who he's basically a CTO right now. And the reason that he's a CTO right now is because, number one, it never occurred to him to tell his boss that he wanted to be CTO. So when we first started working with him and we were going through the steps and we went through Evangelize Your Excellence, and he said, hey, hang on a second. Can you tell me exactly what Evangelize Your Excellence would mean? Okay. Some of you may have that exact same question. And our response is going to depend on the context, on your context. So in this particular client's example, we knew that he wanted to be CTO. So we said, okay, great. So for you, for Evangelizing Your Excellence, let's go back to step one. How many conversations have you had with your boss about wanting to become CTO? And he took a moment and he said, holy shit, zero. Oh my God, that never occurred to me. And we were like, great, there you go, right? And so that was the breakthrough. And that's an example of a client having a breakthrough moment and it happening really quickly. And then of course we coached them through it, right? Because it's not, if it were that simple, right? Like he would, so it didn't occur to him, right? But it's not just as simple as saying, hey boss, I want to be CTO, right? There is, because you want to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success here and that like when you negotiate that you're actually, negotiating the terms on your terms and then it's your hell yes job and it's your badass job. So we helped him through that. So he was basically able to, we were able to help him, rewrite his current position because that was actually what was best in this current situation so that he's CTO now. And so that was a negotiation process. So essentially he was already crystal clear in what he wanted. He wanted to be CTO. He had already built his excellence as a leader. He was basically already doing the job of a CTO. and it was just fine tuning those things. And that breakthrough of, holy shit, it never occurred to me to ask my boss and to tell my boss. And to get my boss to advocate for me. So that's one example of like what's, we couldn't have told him that without asking him the question, right? It's kind of like, we can't read your minds, even though it may seem like we can, we can't. But that's what happens in the context of a trusting coaching relationship where it's like, oh yeah, you know, here's what's going on. Here's what I have. Here's my challenges. And then we ask questions. We ask you questions from a place of expertise because we know the places that people typically miss, but sometimes that's not it. Sometimes that's not it. So, but sometimes it is, and they have a massive breakthrough and then they're CTO in 2 weeks when they've been trying to make it happen for 2 years. So that's one example where it's really quick. Another example where it might take a bit longer. You know, so we've had clients. So we had another client, you know, kind of following along the same thread, using similar examples, but just so you could see where I'm going with it. We had another client who he, similar situation, he wanted to become, it was a VP-like position. And he was kind of already doing that position. And it was really just a matter of putting all of the details together to make it happen. And in this case, it wasn't quite so simple as how many conversations have you had with your boss about wanting to become VP? And in his case, it was like, yeah, tons. Oh my God, I lost count. They keep promising me and then giving me, you know, giving me radio silence and promising, but then never delivering. So with him, again, it was us asking him questions about what have you tried? What have you done? What can we leverage? How do you present it? And for him, it was a combination through the series of questions, through the conversations that we had with him, the clarity that we got and the clarity that he got along the way. Again, what's the number? What's the secret code to my combination lock? For him, it was two different things. So, you know, on one side, it was the strategy of really negotiating for this and asking it and pitching it and influencing his boss, again, to advocate. And it wasn't as simple as in this and the other situation because he had been, but it was simply a way of framing it and showing him how to influence even better and giving him strategies and templates so that he can build his confidence around influencing his boss to make this happen. The other piece of it, and this is often what happens as well, was the very personal piece of it. Like I talked about earlier, it's a very personal journey. For him, what he realized through our coaching, and again, it wasn't us telling him this, It was him realizing this. In other words, I don't have the numbers for you. He figured them out himself. He realized it himself through the coaching journey, through this personal journey of actually stretching the boundaries of what he's capable of and doing this stuff. What he realized was that in the past, he was coming at this promotion from a very egocentric place, from a very, I deserve this. Why aren't you giving this to me? You really should have given this to me years ago, kind of a place. And what he realized was that his mindset and his personal approach to this of saying, why don't I have my stuff yet, was actually hindering him and hindering his chances of getting somebody else to advocate for him. So once he realized that, it was like, okay, I can have a bit of compassion here. Yes, I am angry at my boss for not giving me this raise, and I deserve it. But it is the best approach to basically, not that he was yelling at him, but to basically say, where's my stuff? Why don't you give it to me? Wasn't using those exact words, but that was the energy that he was using. He realized, you know what? His personal breakthrough was that, yes, I deserve this. And the way I'm going to get it is through compassion. That was what it unlocked it for him. And again, he discovered that on his own. We didn't tell him that. We showed him, we asked him questions about what was going on, what was working, what wasn't working, what was going on in his head, what could be the limiting beliefs that were keeping him back, what were the personal stories, how was he approaching this, how was he feeling, what is the energy? It's not like we knew this. He knew it all along, and we uncovered it. And he was like, boom, that's it. And boom, that's what unlocked it, and that's what got him that promotion. After years and years of trying with a combination of a new mindset, a new way of approaching it, a new energy to bring to the conversations combined with the strategy, that's what made it happen. And again, it was a matter of weeks. It was just a few weeks of working together after having trying to do this for years. We didn't know his secret numbers. He figured it out on his own with our help, One more example. Let's use one that was a bit even more, let's call it chaotic, a little even more murky, a lot of other stuff going on. So we had a client. They're always, I never use client in past tense because once you're a client of ours, you're always a client of ours. And with this particular client, she was struggling on the job market for years. And as I think about this, this actually applies to many of our clients. Many of our clients, including this person, was struggling on the job market for years and couldn't quite figure out what wasn't working. Why isn't this working? And what was revealed, again, what was revealed to her, what she figured out through our coaching, and this took a bit longer. It was actually a matter of months, not weeks. But it was still relatively quick in the grand scheme of things. Because I know a lot of you are at that place where you have been struggling for years, and that to make a transformation in months would be awesome. Weeks would be super cool, right? But months would be awesome as well. And this is what happened in this particular client's case. And so, again, it was a combination of the specific custom tailored strategies that we were able to give her. And the reason we were able to give her custom tailored strategies to win on the job market was because she got to know more and more about herself, and then she revealed that to us. And so we can get even more, even more, even more, even more specific. So it was partially about how to network, how to sell yourself, how to interview well. But honestly, with this particular client, that wasn't really the main thing holding her back. The main thing holding her back was that she kept focusing on failure. And we see this with clients again and again and again. She kept thinking that it wasn't going to work. So she was going, she was so used to it not working. She was so used to getting rejected and hearing no, no, it's not a fit. No, we're not going to move forward in the interview process. No, we're not going to give you an offer. No, you're not even going to make it through the HR door. She was so used to hearing that, that that's what she was expecting. So that's what she was creating. And so the aha moment for her, the breakthrough moment, was when she decided she was going to win. And that was the only option. She burned all the boats and said, gosh darn it. God dang it. Gosh dang it. I am going to win on the job market. And I am going to focus 95% of my energy on winning and what's possible. And I got this. That was the breakthrough moment for her. And within a matter of months, she landed that dream job. That was the secret number. That was her secret code to unlocking her dream career. So you may be asking yourself right now, well, what are my numbers? What is my code to unlocking this? I hope it's clear that you're not going to be able to figure this out on your own. When I say that our clients figured it out on their own, what I mean, and so let's be clear, let's be precise here. They're the ones who figured it out. They did it with our help. So you're not going to be able to figure out those numbers without help. Because you've been trying to figure it out. You've been thinking about it. You've been trying. You've been doing everything that you can to win on the job market, to land that raise, to land that promotion, and it's not working. What's the breakthrough for you? The only way to find out is to work with an expert who can guide you through that process, who can ask you the questions, knowing where the typical pitfalls, typical barriers are, and who has proven strategies, proven systems to help you get there. And otherwise, you stay in your own head. Because when you're in the middle of the storm, you don't realize what's outside of it. Because you're just so used to being in the storm. You're so used to hearing no. You're so used to your boss blowing you off. You're so used to being underpaid. It becomes normal. You normalize it. And the only way to de-normalize it, in other words, make your dream normal, earning 20, 30, 40% more, winning on the job market, hearing yes, seeing your team thrive. The only way to normalize that is to break whatever habits, personal habits, career habits, work habits that have gotten you into the storm in the first place. And you don't even realize the habits that you have, the habits of thinking, the habits of seeing, the habits of believing, the habits of working, the habits of leading. You don't even realize what they are right now. So without an expert to help you, you're going to just keep staying stuck, and we don't want that for you. So right now, your choice is you can keep trying to unlock that combination and just like spitballing it. You know, maybe this is the number, maybe that's the number, maybe this is the number, maybe that's the number. And you keep trying to open that dang lock and it doesn't work. And maybe, just maybe by sheer luck, you'll figure it out. But then what good is that? Honestly, what good is that if you land that raise, promotion, or new job by sheer luck? What have you learned in that process? That you're lucky? Maybe. but you haven't learned, you haven't grown, you haven't had the benefit of that personal breakthrough. Like the three clients that I just described, and every single one of our clients, in order to land that hell yes job, they had at least one, usually more, personal breakthrough. Do not deprive yourself. Do not deprive yourself of those personal breakthroughs by just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. So you could do that. You could keep trying to unlock your career, to unlock your potential on your own. That's your prerogative. That's your choice. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm talking with those of you who know that this is a personal journey, who are ready for those breakthroughs, who are ready to receive the coaching, who are ready to get committed so that you can figure out with our help what is the secret code to unlock your potential in your career so that you don't have to stay stuck anymore, so that you don't have to be underpaid, overworked, and undervalued anymore. We don't want to see you keep getting unrecognized. We don't want to see you watch one of the people who was on your team, who you mentored. We don't want to see you go through what it's like to have that person now be your boss. We don't want to have you see all of the people who you went to high school and college and grad school with. They're like ahead of you, and they're leading teams, and they're directors, and they're VPs, and they're making 20, 30, 40, 50% more than you are. We don't want you to have to go through that anymore because you deserve it too. You just haven't figured out the magic numbers yet. And it's really not magic, but sometimes it feels that way. That's what we're here to help you, to guide you through. So if you're ready for that, if you're ready to build your dream career, to have that transformation, to go on this personal journey of career transformation, of leadership transformation, then please go ahead, book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. You're going to go to that link, pick your time zone, enter your name in your email, pick a time that works for you, and then it'll be on our calendar, it'll be on your calendar. And the only thing that you need to do to prepare for that call is, number one, just make sure that during the time of that call, it'll be a Zoom session. During the time of that call, you're free of distractions as much as possible. And then number two, you show up coachable. What does that mean? You simply show up ready to have an honest conversation. A conversation to get to the truth about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we can help you get there, we're going to show you, we're going to tell you how, we're going to give you that custom tailored plan. And if for whatever reason we determine that it's not a fit, we're going to give you an action plan, a custom tailored action plan so that you can get ready. And then we'll talk again once you are ready. It's win-win. It's really win-win. There's nothing more that you need to do. There's nothing more that you need to read. There's not another YouTube video that you need to watch. There's not more research that you need to do. There's no one else that you need to talk to. There's nothing else to think through because you've already been doing all of that for years. Don't waste another moment. You are destined for greatness. Greatness is your birthright, and a great career is part of that. At great pay, with great recognition, with a great team, with great value, with a great impact, building an immensely powerful legacy is your birthright. Claim it. Book a call with us right now. thepeoplestack.com/book. That's what it's all about, folks. Your career is a combination lock. The steps to unlocking your career are very simple. Get crystal clear on your mission. Build your excellence. Evangelize your excellence. Negotiate and celebrate. That's it. It's that simple. There's no secret. How you do that, what your numbers are to really unlock the lock beyond just turn left, turn right, turn left again. What the numbers are to make all of that happen and to unlock it, that is up to you to find out with the help of an expert. So consider, what would it look like to unlock your career potential? What would that be like to be living your dream every day? That's what's on the other side of this. Take care, folks. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.